November 19th, 2017, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Ha ha ha!
Watch for Pedro show in Pedro on a Sunday, an unusual day, but I wanted to get to my guests because their new album just came out, and I didn't want to be too, what's the word for it, belated. I didn't want to be belated. It came out, well, I should say what we played first, Mr. PC, that's for Paul Chambers. John Coltrane wrote a song for an incredible bass man, played a lot for Miles Davis. And here it's him live with his quartet at 62 Birdland, but also augmented with Eric Dolphy. Incredible teamwork there. And then we had off the new album from our guests. They were last on the show only 15 months ago, but in that time they made a whole album, people, and we heard Realized. I mean, it's Realized. It, you know, some people talk, right? And 15 months later you check in, and they ain't just talk. And my guest from Cleveland, Ohio, Robinson John, Dewey Decibel System. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. I got to see you guys in between that. It was back in May, so 6 months ago, because I, for the first time, played the Beachland Ballroom, because I'm always working in Kathy's room, you know, and before that was pads like Fantasy or Peabody or, yeah, good old days. I don't know if I worked there.
Oh.
There was something under the first time I played Cleveland, it was somewhere underneath the fucking Agora called the Pop Shop or something.
Yeah, the Pop Shop. Yeah.
Upstairs, it was, downstairs was Other Black Flag, and upstairs was Romantics. Red
Right.
Ranger.
Yeah.
And those shows were at noon, you know, they had like Pretenders, and everybody was in there, I mean.
Okay. Well, that was my first time. But it took me a long time to finally play the Beachland Ballroom, and I liked it a lot. It was a neat gig, and get to play with my old friends. Actually, not that gig, but three of them on that tour I got to do with Grant. That's the last time I got to see him. Three were with Greg, too. He's with some Wisconsin guys called Porcupine. But Grant was just alone, and he told me what was up, but, you know, when it happens, I just never get used to this shit. I know there in Cleveland, you guys just lost Paul Hanneman, the guy who did all the Perubu Painesville, not exactly Cleveland.
Right, Paul Hanneman, right?
That's it. And his pop, him and his pop started that studio, right? I got to record there once, actually, with Fireman.
Yes, yeah,
Suman, that's it. That's
yeah, it. And Chuck Mosley just died, too. He lived here.
Oh, that's right. He was a Cleveland guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him a couple times. He was the singer of Faith No More.
Right.
Losing people is tough. And I know I talked to David, the Perubu singer, and he just made that album, the Silo in Montana, with him. And also, Matt Waskovich. He just recorded some stuff that I even was part of called Hidden Rifles. But let's get onto the Duo Decibel System. We went over the history of you guys when getting into music and then putting the band together. But in those 15 months of you making this record, and what was the idea? What happened between that time we just last talked?
That's a good question. So since the last time you interviewed us, we hang out with these cats in Cleveland. It's a local Cleveland underground avant-garde noise scene. A lot of jazz dudes that hang out in there. And so they have this once a month thing called Out Lab at this. It used to be the Bob Stop. That was like a jazz club. And on at the third Tuesday of every month, you show up with your gear or whatever you're going to use, and you do improv. They put little groups together, and like we tried different things, but it's all improv.
You mean like an open mic kind of thing?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. They have a grand piano in there that's backlined with drums.
Yeah, I'm not saying like it's folk singing, but it's more like you can just bring it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, bitchin'.
And whatever happens someone will show up with a vacuum cleaner, for example, and I'm not kidding. It's great. It's really, it's all experimental.
One time Evan showed up Evan Dando, he showed up at one of my gigs with the vacuum cleaner. And, you know, because he sang Piss Bottle Man on my wrestling record. So I was in New York City, and he, you know, he wanted to sing the song, and he, of course, brought his vacuum cleaner. So go on. I'm sorry, John.
That's okay. And so one of the guys that runs, his name's Dan Weninger, a great sax player. He's in a little group called Bleak Orchestra. And they have another event that happens once a month at this place called All Go Signs. It's a Go Factor thing. And different underground acts will show up and perform in this guy's loft. And it's just really
cool. This is different than the club.
Right. This is so they complement each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So I walked up to Dan. I said, Mel and I would like to do make some noise one night at Go Factory. I didn't have anything in mind. He goes, sure. So he put us on the bill like maybe 6 months later. And as we got closer, I realized, man, I think we got to compose something for this. We just can't show up. There has to be some substance to it. So I put together a 5-song.
Although a lot of the stuff that goes on there is improvised, right?
Right, right. But so, and I'm not saying that we weren't going to improvise within it, but there had to be some.
You wanted some kind of core.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I created Slow Wave. It's a 5-piece suite based on the 5 stages of sleep.
And, Slow Wave. Yeah.
Yeah, and so realize the last part, but and the keys go from C, A, G to E, E to D, mm-hmm. and in the 5, and there's a theme behind it, and each song represents maybe a certain stage of sleep that. Reflective of nightmares or the twilight portion, and they're kind of named accordingly that way. And I'm like, well, we should put this out, and we did it really well. And
so it's like you had a theme.
Yes,
which was sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you were going to like manifest all these different kinds of manifestations of sleep.
Correct.
Okay. Very interesting. So this would be the core. And then the way that you would manifest it, yeah, that would be kind of the improvised way of... So I see you pointed your bow in a direction. You wanted a direction, yeah. Very, very interesting. And so this becomes the root of the album, right?
Right, right. Okay. So but that was just 5 songs. It's about 25, 30 minutes long, the whole thing. Right. And if we're going to put a CD out, we wanted. We did perform it live once in Cleveland at the Go Factory, and then we did it another time in Detroit, this little gallery. Went really well. We had this local artist, Mark Jenks, who created an installation for it. Really just like an evil science lab. That would be the best way to put it, right? It was cool. And so I said, well, we need to write some songs to complement this because it just can't be 5 songs. So I ended up starting to write. As a composer, it's kind of late in my life now. So I wrote 7 more songs.
Don't worry, man. You know, Vincent painted only his last 10 years.
So, oh yeah.
Yeah. Joe Beiser taught himself. Joe Beiser taught himself guitar starting at 27.
Hmm.
Yeah. John, you know, your time is your time. I think it's okay.
You're right. I know. You're right. It's like, when it happens, it happens. Right, and so it happens now for me. So, and so Mel and I sat, I got this little studio in my basement. In fact, that's where we are right now. And we sat here together and I put together the different grooves and then we fashioned some stuff. And I had Mel play guitar and sing. And she kind of improv over this stuff. And then I after she left, I went and like kind of pieced it all together.
Oh,
and, okay. And put all kinds of effects on it. And
so you improvised in the studio too, okay?
We did. It was totally. I said, Mel, just play like this, okay? In this key, okay? And she did awesome. You know
I'm going to play this song, Elevation.
Okay.
Do you know there's a television? You know you can't copyright a song title. By the way.
And, I can't hear that. Yeah.
But do you know there's a television song called Elevation?
Is there?
Yeah, it's on a Marquee Moon, and in fact. It's trippy because I just finished reading the Richard Lloyd memoir, autobiography, whatever you want. His manager sent it to me. And it's got a website for this book, and I went to it. And I'll send you a link right now of him doing it live. It's a Tom Verlaine song, but
okay.
I guess Dick Lloyd's doing this for gigs. Yeah, and it actually has a really incredible, you know, they would switch off lead guitar and stuff and sometimes, and this is one of those. But
I'm curious, was Elevation part of the five songs of the sleep thing, or one of these augmented tunes?
One of the seven augmented tunes. Okay. And this song is kind of our version of EDM. Are you familiar with the comp series Hotel Acostas?
No, what's EDM?
Electronic dance music.
Oh.
That's a Dead Mouse called.
Okay. Electronic dance music. So like Kraftwerk.
Right. Yeah, and it's like this Hotel Costas has a DJ. It's a hotel in
Paris. And he puts together comps of like all this chill. Yeah.
I know there's some shitty coffee in England called Costa. The joke is, it costs a lot, but don't taste that good. Okay. Okay, so you guys were inspired by dance music for this Elevation.
Right, I took a whack at it, let's put it that way.
Okay, Ms. Melvis, John, you set up some rhythm thing, right? Did you go at it with the improv thing, Ms. Melvis, with your guitar?
Well, yes, I did. I mean, he directed me what he wanted, and then I would lay it down on the guitar. He did take some liberties here and there, you know, and kind of, you know, piece things together.
But that was after the fact, right?
Correct.
Right, but she's sitting here in the studio writing the lyrics as we're doing it.
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics as we were going along.
that a man in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden. Where it all began.
Piva, brand new, duo decibel system as Elevation. Then brand new out of Pittsburgh, which ain't too far away. In fact, that's where I came from when I came to play for you guys back in May.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, place, and it was Mr. Small's Theater up New Pad for me there, too. Actually, Millvale, right next, that's, you know, in the metro area. New Fumes with Rider's Milk. I think Wayne Coyne is part of that. Jan, Boris from their new album. They were here in town. They ended their tour, and I had Prac. Fuck. Anyway, you got a Prac. Got some gigs coming up. Dystopia, Vanishing Point, and Mold Omen, Lesser Guides. I think they're out of Baltimore. So, more east than you guys. Do you say Midwest? No. You guys, you're more east than Midwest, right?
I hate that. I don't think we're Midwest at all.
You're Mid-Atlantic, right?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, we're not in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It used to be the Midwest.
You know, it probably was the Far West when the country started.
Yeah, it was called the Western Reserve.
Okay. And here's the one thing that makes it different than all the other states. It doesn't have a flag. It has a pennant. Did you guys notice?
Oh, you mean because it's shaped like a pennant? Yes,
it's a pennant. Yeah.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
I never thought of it.
Very original. And I think even more presidents than Virginia. I think Virginia's 7 and maybe Ohio's 8, maybe.
Right. And the only thing that's controversial is where William Henry Harrison was born. He's
that's
born
right.
Place.
That's
yeah,
that's,
he grew up in Ohio, yeah.
That's right, right. Yeah. There's funny things about Toledo and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and Wisconsin. I guess there was a war that solved it. But anyway. Let's get back to the record. We're off the air, people. We were talking about not only time any of this was done before it was recorded was that art gallery gig and the Go Factory. So these other guys were done in the studio, but they've learned how to do the whole album. And in fact, last night had an album release party.
Yes, we did.
And you played everything, but kind of changed the Sleep Cycle tunes.
We had an abridged version of that.
Because?
Well, because we didn't want to put the audience to sleep. Because it's sleep-inducing music, yeah.
And it's really, you know, it could be, I don't know. I found it, when I was listening back to the record, we were on those, I got to those five songs, and I said, oh my, this is horrible. This is so loud and crazy, I can't deal. It was making me kind of nervous.
You have to have a tolerance for that kind of music.
Well, so here's what happened. I next listened to it and said, well, I'm playing this as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I should probably embrace that fact and realize it's not really that scary after
all. That's if you're into, I'm really influenced by Brian Eno, okay? So, yeah. And amongst other ambient noise artists. And so that's kind of what was going on with that whole thing. And I was trying to do my... my best to pay tribute to that those folks, because a lot of that's been done. How do you expand that whole
range? Yeah, when I was a teenager, they had a show here on KPFK, hosted by Rogers. What's his name? He teaches in Tokyo now. Maybe Robert Stone, Roger. Yeah, avant-garde. He would play Mr. Subotnick and Karl Heinz Stockhausen and. I mean, this stuff would blow my mind. And I don't even play synthesizer. It's just very inspiring stuff. And I get it out of you guys' music, too. We're at the end of the first hour. Watt for Pedro Show, November 19th, 2017. Special guest is Melvis John from Duo Decibel System. Hold tight for hour two. November 19th, 2017. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Water. I'm burning up. Hey, press play.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Girl, will you dress in black for me? Girl, will you dress in black for me? My heart was dead and gone. I thought for all these years, but now this heart is pumped again. Maybe I'm alive again, or maybe I'm just dead. It's funny how I am not scared. Girl, will you dress in black for me? Girl, will you dress in black for me? Just tell me I'm your lion. Love me one more night. Necessarily the anus. Or will you take my hand in my dying hour? But please don't cry, just smile and kiss me goodbye. Girl, will you dress in black for me? Girl, will you dress in black?
Week in a lovely northern spot far, far up in the northeast. It happens to be a 100-year-old town hall that we live in for this time. The two guests of a friend, a tried and true friendship here. We believe in simple things to make the best food and living space. We are talking quality food here. Good times, good friends, and good food. Imagine homemade waffles with unbelievably good cream cheese pastry filling along with a real homemade maple syrup. Now, four of those is breakfast. We are heating the house tonight with real wood-burning stove. We will cook steaks on it tonight. We will heat water and cook food, turn off the conventional furnace, and live in an exciting fashion. Now, spice that up with nice movies after luxurious walks in the woods. Out in the peace and quiet, we canoed the Wolf River. Calmly, we went down in the late fall. The Wolf River being so close to the residence of Jalon Hawk. He is a bicycle builder and photographer, computer genius, and such a good friend of mine. And of Eric, too, my traveling companion. We three guys have a good time up north here in this fascinating house. We are on vacation time, plain and simple, watching the days go by, experimenting with time and having fun. A great time in this unique place. Northern air is great to breathe. We sleep very good at night in our old town hall. The woods are so beautiful and the peaceful, peace so inviting. This place is called the Lone Hawk's Nest, and believe me, it is a nice one. It is a relaxing and healing thing, thanks to my very gracious host and his 100-year-old town hall.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show started the second hour off with In a Tank. This is one of the supplemental tunes of the new album. I'm asking?
Yeah, it is. Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. Mike, it didn't sound like you were asking. You're sounding like you made a statement. It is.
But I don't know. You have to enlighten me. So it was more like a guess.
But see, like the supplemental songs are actually like, they're the first thing you hear on the record.
Yeah,
like 70s,
right. So. Even though they were the second thing to come
about.
They've taken over. Yeah. Right. And it's so we try to reproduce them as faithfully as we can on stage. So Mel plays guitar, she sings, and I play the drums, but I also cue all the backing tracks. And there's a lot of stuff in the backing tracks. So
Are you wearing Tuck Track and earbuds?
I cue them on an Roland XPD XS. Got it all in there, and then I hear a click in my phone, my cans. I'll call them the headphones, and then I play along with that. So it's kind of, I feel a little disembodied from the band when I'm playing it, but it's something I'm trying to get used to. But yeah. So
and I don't hear the click.
So she follows my hi-hat or my ride.
Sure. So
yeah.
This tune, In a Tank, this is kind of like doing gigs. You're in a tank.
You know, I'm not sure when I was, like I said, I was writing these lyrics and
right,
I was
in the moment.
In the moment, and in a way they make sense, I guess, all put together for each individual song. But I don't really.
Well, that one's interesting because I said, Mel, here's the piece right here.
Yeah.
I'm just calling it In a Tank as a working title. But we never changed it. So Mel wrote lyrics around In a Tank. When I came up with that title, I didn't have anything in mind, and you just filled it in from there, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, that's the way I always write songs. I always start with titles. No, I need the fucking focus on my mind, you know. Some other new stuff we've heard starting off second hour was Kowloon from Fighting Rehabilitated Truth. Fighting, I think it's Manchester. Sterile Jets out of Long Beach. Alexander DeLarge out of Sicily with Black, Joe Brewer, Madison, Bare Bones, Elegant, and finally from Macedonia, Skopje, Gorovoska Anatoski with a demo of Doaja Voda. I think Voda means water. Okay, so really interesting. How long did it take to record?
6 months?
No,
I'm sorry. From start to finish, it's probably maybe 6 months, right, to getting it recorded.
I was coming down here, like, I don't know, maybe once, twice
a
week.
Let's say 3 months. I think that's fair, right? Yeah, from when I came up with the original concept and got it all out and finally mixed and all that stuff.
And then
what got recorded first, the supplemental tunes or the sleep cycle?
Well, the sleep cycle, I don't know.
I think we did the sleep cycle first, yeah.
I want to say we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Delta Wave. Delta Wave is part of this, right?
Yeah,
Delta Wave. That's like the middle of the thing. It's all in G, and it's kind of like euphoric. That's always, I always think of Delta Wave as a euphoric song.
Sure.
Delta, I remember in school, it always means change.
Or the difference,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Or difference or something. And it's usually a T, right? A little pyramid. I think that's
right.
The Greek letter.
The delta.
Right. I know, the other thing that comes in my mind is stupid frat sore shit, you know.
Oh.
Here, wash that out of your brain, I'm sorry. Let's listen to Delta Wave.
from over there to over here and in between.
Thank you. After years of tallest trees, well, I've settled for a stump. I just need a place to sit. I don't want to climb for it. If you ascend to higher branches, then it's easy to get stuck. But a stump will never grow. Years of singing bees, I buy my honey from the shop. No reason to be scared, I just squeeze it from a bear. If you're stung too many times, then your throat just might close up. So if convenience is a sin, show me how and let me anywhere in the world.
filare in mare una belpa a quattro mani, contro un passotto che manco i napoletani. Se parlavo alla bestia al mio porto, ora ti voglio
Watt for Pedro show, we heard Delta Wave, the centerpiece of the Sleep Cycle section of the new album from Duodecimal System. Then we heard The Fever from Maya and the Revolutionary, hell yeah, from The City. I'm going to play with them next month. I'm going to play on my 60th birthday in Bottom of the Hill. Birds of Paradise with Autumn Done Come. Orthodox with Y La Muerta No Tender Y Domino. They're out of Sevilla. Stump from the Breakfast Cowboy. He's in the West Coast, Portland. Guided by Voices. That's Dayton. The other side. No, like Caddy Corner from you guys. Dr. Feelgood Falls Off the Ocean. He played here a couple weeks ago, the band, and Doug and those guys. They were so good. They played in fucking Pedro. Yeah. You can believe it, man. Bob Pollard played Pedro. Afara Nazino, Maximilian I, Roma band, and Double Knot Spy Car out of Echo Park here with the Stand in Water. You guys had no guests on this record.
Yes, we did. We had one. One. His name's Steve Mastriani, in fact.
Okay.
We played his gallery last night. That's where he hosted the record release party, his gallery. And this is interesting. He opened his gallery in Slavic Village. Slavic Village is in Cleveland, which is just outside of downtown. It's ground zero for the whole foreclosure crisis that occurred, that started the whole downturn of 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
And all these homes owners defaulted on their loans and everything. And it all started there. But anyway, so that neighborhood is now starting to be reclaimed by artists. And Steve's one of the first pioneers in that mm-hmm. neighborhood. But he played Muted Trumpet on the song Radio.
Yeah.
Radio, okay.
Yeah. He did a great job, too. And he came down to my studio, and Mel was, you weren't here, and I said, Steve, improv, okay? It's in C, should be easy, and he did. He did an awesome job.
C on a trumpet?
Mm-hmm.
We actually have C trumpets. Most trumpets are B flat, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like I think the C trumpet was like that John Philip Sousa kind of crap. You know, so was soprano sax. You know, well, Sidney Bechet got into it, but John Coltrane, yeah, these instruments, you know, they gravitated towards a certain kind of style of music. So when that music went away, they kind of got dumped.
Yeah.
And that's why I heard about the C trumpet. But don't let it get all musical on you, Josh. So sorry about that.
You went that B flat, so it was a little dissonant. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, it's something about, you know, the pianos. They like B flat, they like E flat. You know, that joke in the that Chuck Berry movie, Bruce Springsteen talks about that, right? He thought the records were just recorded slow.
Yeah,
he did them in piano keys because his piano player wrote a lot of the songs. Yeah. But getting back to you guys, is this scene you're talking about where the foreclosure, it's also what's happening with these people doing the avant-garde and the jazz? And
No, not really.
That's another area. Okay.
Some of those cats live in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like Scott Pickering.
Right. I'm wondering if there's like cross breeding, cross hibernation, or because it seems like the arts always get separated into visual and the sound and the movies. And, well, I guess that's visual and sound. But you know what I mean? There's something neat when you get people from, because for me, expression is expression, right? So when you got the different ways of doing it, and there's a certain kind of synergy that can happen. I guess when people
actually, you know, Mike, this neighborhood has an event every year. It's the house event. Do you know what it's called?
I
can't remember at the moment, but what they do, it's all the artists in the neighborhood take these houses that are foreclosed upon and in bad shape or, you know, abandoned, and they create art in them before they're going to be torn down. So it's this whole street full of or several blocks, I think, of people walking into these houses, and the kids in the neighborhood are involved. So they're helping the artists, and it's really, like, you know, this beautiful thing.
It was really cool last night. The first people to show up were some local
artists. Local people.
Live in the neighborhood, and they were, like, so happy to see something new. Mm-hmm. And they walked in, like, this is awesome. This is great. This is new, and we haven't seen this for years. So,
right.
Yeah, otherwise, it's like an old school. Back in the day, that's where the steel, we used to work in the steel,
steel mill.
Steel mills, I'm sorry. That's where they used to live. And
you're right, and this area is very ethnic, obviously, Slavic Village.
Yeah. So
you have these beautiful buildings that are just kind of adorned in that, you know.
I gotta get a tour next time I'm there. We're at the end of the second hour, November 19, 2017, edition of Wild Peter's Show. Hold us tight for hour three. November 19th, 2017, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
not dying. I figured that shit out alone in third grade.
I can't always feel the falls, but I can tell when the ice closed over. The moon hits the nighttime ground in summer, but it's already looks like it's frozen over.
Story. No matter how. Thank you. my beaten beat. Feeling the sun beat down on my defeating feet. When all of a sudden from the south came a wind like the breath of a loud drum. Was the smell of Juliet had one hand on my throat. It was killing all butterflies that trouble saying no. Ouch! I was surrounded by drugs and drums. Surrounded by dogs we love. Went out of the haze, not really purple, more blue, came a girl. She was not quiet, lucid, in the eyes, the dime bags, the sex came swarming from her like she was a school door at the last bell.
Your show, you start off the third hour with The Deep, and The Deep is part of the sleep cycle part, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's probably the deep part.
It is. That's a scary one. That scared Mel.
That's the one that, yeah, frightens me.
Tell me when you first heard it, because you told me you were improvising to this stuff while they're being played, so was some of the improvisation right on the first listen?
Some of it was, yeah. I mean, I did maybe a couple tracks of guitar, I want to say.
Yeah.
But we had already performed it, you know, those two times, so I had
heard The Deep. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how much they were, like, when you did them live to how they went onto the record. You've told me the other way, the supplemental ones you want, like the record live, but, and the other guys got changed, so...
when we did them live, it was a lot noisier. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, a lot noisier. But I think things are more developed. Like on the record, they're sort of you know, the vocals are a little out there, but we kind of tidy everything up live.
Do you still when you do it live?
Like you're the band you should.
When you do it live, is it still scary?
Yes.
Last night was scary. Absolutely.
Not as bad as the record.
No, because there's parts of it that the notes are all the instrument that I use. It's an Electribe 2, and I play all the notes backwards. So if you know that sound or that it's kind of like going cascading up.
Yeah.
It's a really weird, unsettling sound, and so yeah. The scariness is always being kept intact.
Okay.
That's I love scared.
Didn't get lost. Yeah. It didn't get thrown
hey,
out
Mike
of the bus. You guys are dropping out. I think you're going to have to talk a little closer to the microphone.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Yeah, because it's breaking up. This happens sometimes with Skype.
Yeah, it's breaking up a little bit. But I had that experience with the band. Can you hear me?
It's breaking up a little bit. I got a few more songs I got to tell that we played. I Live to Tell by the Healers, Ember right. Jones with Oryukdo Islands. Yeah, Dokdo, that's the one they're having trouble with, Takashima. Automatic Sam out of Holland with Tarantula, Kissing Daisies, Kurt Stifel, and The Swing Shift. Paul Rossler is part of that. He played keyboards in the Screamers. A Mailman after them with Dead Weight. I think they're out of Torrance. And Fluffers Union, finally, Sound Chicken. I think they're San Antonio. So continue what you were saying there, Ms. Melvis.
Oh, I was saying that I had that experience in a band I was in. It was called Flat Can Company. Total improv, right? We did our first show, kind of not knowing we had a show. It just came up real quickly. We improvised. I thought it was amazing. I felt it was cathartic. I felt so good afterwards. And then I heard the tape back, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is horrible. It's horrible. It's scary. But it's weird how you feel one way when you're playing something, and then when you hear it back, it's suddenly a different story. You can't
Absolutely.
Even connect.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would rather have the horrible experience at first and then have something that sounds good later.
Yeah.
If I had a choice. Look, we're gonna play this song. Now, how do you pronounce this? Calumet?
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, like you play for the moment, you know.
Calumet, is that how you pronounce this? Is it French?
Oh, Calumet, it's not even. We don't know. It's a made up.
Yeah, because it's not Calumet, right?
Calumet.
Calumet. Calumet.
That Calumet.
That Calumet. Okay.
This is a song we love, by the way. It's got a. Well, you want to talk about?
Oh yeah. So Mel, talk to me about this this album that you heard. It was a comp called Dove Side of the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I it was awesome. So I said, I'm going to write a dub reggae song. And cause I don't like reggae, I like dub reggae. And so that's what this song's about. And where that was inspired from.
Sure.
And I hope I did a good job with dub reggae.
I think you did.
Okay.
Tony, speaking of reggae, a family man, Barrett, I saw him with Bob Marley and Tony Mamone from Peru, who said that was his biggest inspiration as a bass man. Let's listen to Calumet.
When you Thank you.
Pedro Show final music for this edition. Calumet from the Duo Decibel System. Then Hidden Rifles, that's Wasco's Prodge there. Although, he's the only Cleveland dude. I think all the other musicians besides me is New York City. But he did it with Paul. It's one of the last things they got to do together. And then FGH out of Hamburg with Making Space 3. And finally, Solid State by the Duo Decibel System. Solid State, kind of electronic. Is that EDM?
No, that's
it's groove.
Whenever I hear Solid State, it's like, transistors instead of tubes.
No, I got to tell you where that whole group came from. So. Okay. I was hanging out with this guy locally. His name's Tom Adams. He's a local poet, composer, and he does a lot of Tom Waits stuff. Okay, so I wrote a song for him called that. He has a song called "Bury Me with Weapons."
What do you mean, like Tom Waits style?
Yeah, Tom Waits style. He looks like Tom Waits too.
Strange.
And so he had this song called "Bury Me with Weapons." And I wrote a drum groove around it, and he never used it. So I said, "Well, I'm going to use it in DDS." And modified it, and that's where that whole song came from. And so, and when it starts off, it's like kind of like high pitched steam sounds and stuff like that. I'm really influenced by that crap, so I love that. So I threw that in there. And then the groove starts, and it's like real. I hit those 808s really hard too, and Mel did an awesome job singing and playing
guitar. Yeah, I really like the tune. But I would have never imagined it came from a Tom Waits clone. Well, not a clone. I don't want to sound derisive. You know, I got to correct myself. People, I was talking about this avant-garde music man who had a show called Imaginary Landscape on KPFK back in the 70s when I was a teenager here in Pedro. His name, Carl Stone. Not Roger Stone, man. That dude's a clown. That was a major error. I had to get that in before the show ended, people. You know, that has nothing to do. But you would like to check out Carl Stone because, especially maybe you, John, because you're into this avant-garde. He's got his own website, CARLSTONE.net, CarlStone.net. And where can people find you on the net, the Dual Decibel System?
Well, sure, we have a Bandcamp page. It's Duo Decibel System at Bandcamp. I'm not sure how all these, like...
Now, it's not decibel, people. They're having fun with the word. It's decibel, like sound.
So yeah.
Duo. Duo
Decibel System.
Yeah, D-E-C-I-B-E-A-E-L. Bells. Decis, like tenths of bells.
Right,
yeah, named after Bell Laboratories or something.
I always liked how... Dewey Decimal System sounded for some reason when I was young at the library.
We talked about that last time. Yeah, and it's what younger people don't know, but this is the way they used to sort books, people, in libraries.
Oh, with cards and a card
catalog. With cards. And you actually had to physically go find the book.
Yeah.
You know, it was a tricky thing.
Cards.
Yeah, you didn't have your smart leash and now plans, please tell me, John, Ms. Melvis, plans now that the album's out, you've had the album release party?
Well, we have another, I would say, 8 songs ready to get recorded. Now, the other songs, I moved the mouse. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Free of the mouse.
We have a batch. We have a batch of new songs. I'm not sure.
So you want to go back to recording?
Well, sure. Eventually, like, we have a couple songs we've been playing for long before we even started this record.
Okay.
We never recorded, although since things have taken this turn towards, you know, John and I getting together now and him being in a composing position and me writing with him, we have to take some of my songs that I sort of wrote or songs we wrote organically, like, you know, just in the basement playing and just, boom, here's a song. Now we have to figure out how to put those on the grid, so to speak, you know.
So you can play them.
Grid, so yeah. That they're in that wheelhouse, you know, where they have the electronic complements and, you know, the backing tracks, but yet keep some semblance of what they are, hopefully.
They will.
Yeah, they will.
Well, it sounds good to me, and I can't wait to hear. I really like this album. I want to really thank you both for coming on the show and talking about it. A lot of people don't like to talk about their songs. That's why their songs, just listen. But thank you so much for wanting to talk about and give us some insights. Okay, thank you so much. Keep on keeping on. I'm a big Duo Decibel System supporter.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, right back. It's been the November 19th, 2017 edition Watt for Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.